Moses and to Aaron saying, take a census of the descendants of Kohath. From among the sons of Levi, by their families, by their fathers' households, from 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old, everyone who can enter the service of ministry to do work in the tent of meeting. This is the work of the descendants of Kohath in the tent of meeting concerning the most holy things. When the camp sets out, Aaron and his sons shall go in and take down the veil of the curtain and cover the ark of the testimony with it. And they shall place a covering of fine leather on it and spread over it a cloth of pure violet and insert material and cover the same with a covering of fine leather, and they shall insert its carrying poles. Then they shall take a violet cloth and cover the lampstand for the light, along with its lamps, its tongue, its trays, and all its oil containers by which they attend to it, and they shall put serve in the sanctuary and put them in a violet cloth and cover them with a covering of fine leather and put them on the carrying bars. Then they shall clean away the ashes from the altar and spread a purple cloth. They shall also put on it all its utensils by which they serve in connection with it. The fire pans, the forks, shovels, and the basins, all the utensils of the altar. And they shall spread a cover of fine leather over it and insert its carrying pole.
The responsibility of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, is the oil for the light, the fragrant incense, the continual grain offering, and the anointing oil. The responsibility of all the tabernacle and everything that is in it, with the sanctuary and its furnishings. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, Do not let the tribe of the families of the Kohathites be eliminated from among the Levites. Rather, do this for them so that they will live and not die when they approach the most holy objects. Aaron and his sons shall go in and assign each of them to his work and to his load. But they shall not come in to see the holy objects, even for a moment, or they will die. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take a census of the sons of Gershon also. By their father's households, by their families. From 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, you shall count them. All who can enter to perform service, to do the work in the tent of meeting. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites. In serving and in carrying, they shall carry the curtains of the tabernacle and the tent of meeting. That is all their loads and all their work shall be performed at the command of Aaron and his sons. And you shall assign to them as a duty all their loads. This is the service of the families of the sons of Gershon in the tent of meeting. And their duties shall be under the direction.
Sons of Merari, you shall count them by their families, by their father's households. From 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old, you shall count them, everyone who can enter the service to do the work of the tent of meeting. Of their loads for all their service in the tent of meeting, the boards of the tabernacle, its bars, its pillars, and its bases. And the pillars around the courtyard and their bases, their pegs and their ropes, with all their equipment and with all counted the sons of the Kohathites by their families
and by their father's households, from 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old. Everyone who could enter the service for work in the tent of meeting. Their numbered men by their families were 2,750. These were the numbered men of the Kohathite families. Everyone who was serving in the tent of meeting. And the numbered men of the sons of Gershon, by their families and by their father's households, from 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old. Everyone who could enter the service for work in the tent of meeting. Their numbered men by their families, by their father's household, were 2,630. These were the numbered men of the families of the sons of Gershon. Everyone who was serving in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron counted according to the commandment of the Lord. And the numbered men of the families of the sons of Merari, by their families, by their father's households, from 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old. Everyone who could enter the service for work in the tent of meeting. Their numbered men by their families were 3,200. Men of the families of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron counted according to the commandment of the Lord through Moses. All the numbered men of the Levites, whom Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of Israel counted by their families, by their father's household, 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old. Everyone who could enter to do the work of service and the work of carrying in the tent of meeting. Their numbered men were 8,580. According to the commandment of the Lord, through Moses they were counted, everyone by his serving or carrying. So these were his numbered men, just as the Lord had commanded.